God is another name for infinite intelligence. To achieve anything in life, a piece of this intelligence must be contacted and used. In other words, God is always there for you. The seven responses of the human brain are avenues to attain some aspect of God. Each level of fulfillment proves God's reality at that level. Level 1. Fight or flight response. You fulfill your life through family, community, a sense of belonging, and material comforts. Level 2. Reactive response. You fulfill your life through success, power, influence, status, and other ego satisfactions. Level 3. Restful awareness response. You fulfill your life through peace, centeredness, self-acceptance, and inner silence. Level 4. Intuitive response. You fulfill your life through insight, empathy, tolerance, and forgiveness. Level 5. Creative response. You fulfill your life through inspiration, expanded creativity in art or science, and unlimited discovery. Level 6. Visionary response. You fulfill your life through reverence, compassion, devoted service, and universal love. Level 7. Sacred response. You fulfill your life through wholeness and unity with the divine. It is very important to absorb the notion that spirit involves a constant process. It isn't a feeling, nor is it a thing you can hold and measure. A striking example that there is a reachable place beyond material reality is prayer. Beginning more than 20 years ago, researchers devised experiments to try to verify whether prayer had any efficacy. They found that surgical patients' recovery could be from 50 to 100% better if someone prayed for them. The result was all the more astonishing when it was discovered that the person doing the praying didn't have to know the patient personally or even know their names. The phenomenon of prayer gained a sudden new popularity, yet the essential point is often missed. Prayer is a journey in consciousness. It takes you to a place different from ordinary thought. The patient and you are joined in a place where the boundaries of the body no longer count. Your intention to make her well has an effect across the space-time boundary. Prayer is a quantum event carried out in the brain. Of all the clues God left for us to find, the greatest is the light, the Shekhinah. From that clue, we can unfold a true picture of the deity. This is a bold claim, but it is corroborated by the fact that science, our most credible modern religion, also traces creation back to light. In this century, Einstein and the other pioneers of quantum physics broke through the barrier of material reality to a new world, and in their awe, most had a mystical experience. They sensed that when light gave up its mysteries, God's light would be known. Our vision can't help but be organized around light. The same brain responses that enable you to see a tree as a tree instead of a ghostly swarm of buzzing atoms also enable you to experience God. They reach far beyond organized religion, but we can take any passage from world scripture and decode it through the brain. It is the mechanism that makes the scripture real to us. Our brains respond on the same seven levels that apply to our experience. A level of danger, threat, and survival. A level of striving, competition, and power. A level of peace, calm, and reflection. A level of insight, understanding, and forgiveness. A level of aspiration, creativity, and discovery. A level of reverence, compassion, and love. A level of unbounded unity. Every Bible story teaches something at one or more of these levels, as do all world scriptures. And in every instance, the teaching is attributed to God. Your brain and the deity are thus fused in order for the world to make sense. If you believe in a punishing, vengeful God, clearly related to fight or flight, you won't see the reality of the Buddha's teaching of Nirvana. If you believe in the God of love envisioned by Jesus, rooted in the visionary response, you will not see the reality of the Greek myth, wherein Saturn, primal father of the gods, ate all his children. Every version of God is part mask, part reality. The infinite can only reveal a portion of itself at any one time. The most startling conclusion of our new model is that God is as we are. The whole universe is as we are, because without the human mind, there would only be quantum soup, billions of random sensory impressions. Yet, thanks to the mind-brain, we recognize that encoded into the swirling cosmos are the most valued things in existence: form, meaning, beauty, truth, love. These are the realities the brain is reaching for when it reaches for God. He's as real as they are, but just as elusive.